Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to discuss if you're, in fact, getting skin cancer by driving in your car too much.
Only in the left side.
Yeah, believe it or not, there's some truth to that. Now, we know that first of all, maybe we don't know this, but a lot of car manufacturers, they laminate the windshields. They filter out a lot of the ultraviolet lights, especially the UVB light. But they do not factor out the UVA rays, which penetrate the skin more deeply and can cause a lot of harm. So apparently there was a study that came out last year by the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. And these were researchers at St. Louis University School of Medicine. And they looked at records and history of more than 1,000 patients referred to a local skin cancer clinic. And they found that people who have spent most time driving their car each week were more likely to develop skin cancers on the left side of their bodies and faces. And that's the side exposed to sunlight while driving. Unless you're in England.
It's the right side. Where was this study? If this is from England, then no, throw it out the window.
This is at the St. Louis University. This is in Missouri. And in patients with malignant melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer that there is, 74% of the tumors were found on the left side compared to 26% on the right. Now, this past January, another group of researchers published a similar but much larger study in the same journal using thousands of skin cancer patients collected by the National Cancer Institute.
Well, this makes sense. That's why I always keep the windows up with the air on.
No, you have a convertible. They found that they had the same predilection for left-sided skin cancers, but noted that the link was stronger in men than it is with women. And they attribute this likely to that women are using probably more sunscreen. And
they have the air on.
And
they're typically
in the passenger side than in
what the... What kind of sexist statement is that?
It's not a sexist statement.
Why, you don't think they drive?
No, I don't.
No,
it's
they
not
don't.
That, no, when you really? Drive with your wife, who drives? You or your wife?
I do. What about you?
I do too.
That's two data points. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions.
So, bottom line is, if you're here's the deal. You may want to
roll up the window. That's the deal.
No,
problem solved.
It comes through the window. It's not that you have to come prepared in your car.
No, if it really came
sit
through
the
window.
Sit in the middle of your car. Don't sit by the window.
If it came through the window, it wouldn't affect your left or right side.
What are you talking about?
If it came through the windshield, it wouldn't matter what side.
It's coming through the left side.
Only the left side? The sunlight can tell?
Yes. It's only coming through the left.
No, because the window's down. That's why.
You think?
I know.
You think it's the window?
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with the window. You still have UVA rays that are coming through.
It's not true. Then it would hit the face in both sides.
Listen,
it doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.